Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
My heart is crying, crying.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me this morning. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Gordon Chang. I encourage you to find him on Twitter at Gordon C. Chang. Put the C in the middle there, Gordon C. Chang on Twitter. Gordon, thanks again for being here. As you know, folks, you see Gordon all over the place. His words of wisdom, his reporting on the global and the geopolitics issues, especially regarding coronavirus and the China's implications there. So, Gordon, the China brand, as my friend Bill Brandt pointed out earlier in the week, the China brand is certainly clearly been tarnished and maybe even destroyed. They were all over the world. They were throwing their technology out there to third world countries, helping them finance it, making them beholden, collecting their data. They've been robbing us of our intellectual property and stealing our privacy, penetrating our privacy for years now, and getting away with it. And America has allowed that to happen. But now that they should be on their heels because of their involvement with the coronavirus, as we pointed out in the last segment. But instead, they're being more aggressive. They're being aggressive with their neighbors all around them. They're more aggressive with cybersecurity. The FBI has reported that this week. And also the military. They're being more aggressive militarily. Why do you think they're doing that?
There are a number of different theories. Wide disagreement among China watchers. It's either a very strong China or a weak one. I tend to think that it is a symptom of weakness. Xi Jinping,
is it desperation? Leader, you think it like a desperate move?
I think that the Chinese leaders, including Xi Jinping, probably see a closing window of opportunity. They know that they can make gains if they act now, and so therefore they're moving fast. Remember, they've got an economy that is in contraction. They've also got an environment that is near the limits of what it can do.
It's an environmental nightmare, China, isn't it?
It is. They've got disease, and it's not just coronavirus. You've got the African swine fever, African swine flu, the rust worm. They've got a case of bubonic plague now. They've got everything. Also, there's one other factor, and that's demography. China is about to enter a period of accelerated demographic decline. It's going to lose maybe about 400 million people from now until the end of the century, maybe more. And that really means that it's going to be much smaller in comparison to India, which will be the world's most populous state if it isn't already. And, of course, in relation to the U.S., it's only going to be twice as large or twice as populous instead of being four times as popular.
Do you see the future, potential in the future for, and maybe not this decade, but maybe in the next decade, China being having a humanitarian crisis that the world will have to deal with?
Sure. That is a possibility. Remember, China was weak for centuries, the 19th century, for instance. And it could very well return to that. I'm not saying that it will, but that's one of the things that we should be thinking about, because there are so many contradictions, as Mao Zedong would have said, about China today. And it really has reached, I think, the limits of what is possible. Mm-hmm. Now, China can still intimidate the rest of the world and get what it wants, but as long as President Trump is around, that's probably not very likely.
So one thing it is important to point out, and Gordon and I rarely get into politics on these things, but America does need an unnaive and president with backbone and with a nationalistic bent towards China. America needs that right now more than ever before. What do you think?
Oh, well, definitely. Both President Trump and Vice President Biden have vulnerabilities on China. But I think at their core, Trump is skeptical of China. He is willing to oppose China. And Biden is more, let's cooperate with these guys.
Mm-hmm. That's what we have. Cooperating with China is what we have right now. That's how we got to where we are right now.
That's what caused the problem. Five decades of trying to cooperate with militant China. Mm-hmm. That's why China is so aggressive right now, or one of the reasons.
Well, there's another thing, and you touched on it a minute ago, but I think it's something that we haven't talked about. I've been reporting on the immaturity of their financial markets over there. I mean, I see if the economy doesn't come back, and if their brand continues to weaken, and if the world reshores away from China back to maybe North America, there could be a financial crisis in China like we've never seen before. What do you think?
Well, certainly. I mean, we have seen, even before the coronavirus epidemic, a series of bond and other defaults. And now it's, of course, much worse because companies there, like our companies, are having mm-hmm. cash flow issues.
Mm-hmm.
But only in China is much worse than it is here. Mm-hmm. So this is they're running out of money, in a sense. They're trying to create a stock market boom at the moment, and they are attracting money from the outside. But I think as people start to understand how serious the situation is in China's economy, mm-hmm. it really, I think, will end in very much a stoppage of the flow of money from the outside.
And what we need to point out as we go to a break here, Gordon, it makes you sad. It makes me sad that the Chinese people, nobody's mad at them. And this is so unfortunate for them. I hope they will somehow figure out a way to gain control of their own destiny and wrest it away from the Chinese party over there. I don't know what that's going to look like, but I hope they do. When we come back, we're going to talk about some China peripheral issues with our good friend Gordon Chang. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.